CPA. This is KP4 CPA. Anybody around for a radio check?
Yeah, this is KE4IR. You're sounding loud and clear. I don't hear any noise on the signal.
Sir, just hooked up a new radio here. It's ICOM 2300, and just wanted to make sure I was making the repeater and curious how it sounded.
Yeah, you don't hear any background noise whatsoever. It's full quieting.
Good news. Okay, well, I'll start programming this thing. I didn't get the software cable, so I'm going to do this manually. But anyway, thanks for the radio check, and I'll be clear. 73's KB4 CPA.
Phil's the guy mobile. Is that the radio you're going to put in your ham shack?
Sure it is, Gary.
This is Andy, Alpha November. Remember, I'm the one to talk to you about years ago about W4HCC, Earl and them. I know I've heard you talk about you had issues with your fixed station.
Yeah, I knew that was your name. I don't know why. But anyway, my brain didn't work as good as it used to. Yeah, I was having problems with the Kenwood, but I actually fixed it. But it's very old, and I decided to get a new rig. And you know, if I ever need it for something else, then I'll have it.
Out of curiosity, how old was it? You know, like Earl's was predated tone boards. Is it that old?
It's a Kenwood TM231A. I'm guessing, but I would say it's built in probably in the 90s. You know, mid to late 90s. I don't see a build date on it, but I just had to go back in there and resolder the it was the antenna, the ground side was coming loose off the circuit board, and I just redid the whole thing, and it's working good now. But you know,
old. I didn't know how old you meant. I was just checking to see, but as the other station says, it's doing good, so whenever you're not on HF, you need to check in on the net more.
No, I'm usually watching TV with the wife, and by that time, and get ready to go to bed. I go to bed early, but I may have to stop doing that, because I've been waking up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep, so I may have to stay up till 11 o'clock and see how that works.
I don't always check into the net live myself, because I'm usually listening three or four nights a week on HF frequencies. I do at least make sure that I do a pre-net check in, at least for the count sake.
Well, yeah, I know you can log in and do that. I hate to do that. It just ties up the frequency, and I don't know. I just rather not do that.
We hear you on during the day. We know you're still around anyway, huh? As you say, I still hear you on. I don't always get on, but we know when we hear that Mustang going down the road and we hear the exhaust coming in through your microphone when you're going up and down the road and going to play tennis.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard to get around that noise unless I'm coasting down a hill.
The Almighty, I hope when you play tennis is real close as you say the way you live, Ab, because the way gasoline is going, who's to know by the end of the summer we might be paying $6 or $7 a gallon.
Just acquired a scooter that a guy, well, he was actually killed in the wreck, but the scooter just got skinned up a little bit and it cranked right up. The battery was dead, but I jumped it off with my car battery, and so I may be riding that around a little bit. So you may you may not be hearing the exhaust for a while.
Boy, LCI Mobile, ID. Way this gas is going, I tell you, I don't know what we're going to do in this country. You know, at some point in time down the future, all this might be plausible and applicable, but right now, I don't see how we're going to make it.
By the grace of God and some good leadership, so we'll just have to keep praying.
Pickings, but I'm having to run some errands for my mother and my sister because theirs is expensive to drive. I got a V8 truck and having to run it here in my little four-cylinder to sell right now. But we live about, as you say, up there under Table Rock, and Pickens is about 15 miles away, and we was in one of these situations where we had to have an electric car. There's only one recharging station out there at Blue Ridge Electric, and if everybody had to have one of these things, there wouldn't be, with only one out here Pickens, that wouldn't cut it.
Interesting to see people lined up to use the charger. It kind of reminds you of the gas lines back in 74.
J-I-4-L-C-M-O-B-O-B-O-B-O. Yeah, I was real little, but I remember it. Remember that well. And my dad at the time owned kind of what got me a Ridger sold on Ford Pinto. It was a small car, and other than Volkswagen Beetles, that was the best fuel economy vehicle of the time. But what I know about, at least about these lithium-ion batteries, can you imagine having to do a slow charge and wait for hours to ever get it charged up?
Hey, I've got a cousin that has the Tesla. He bought one of the expensive ones, and you know, he's had it a year or more, probably 2 years, but he drives back and forth to Charleston. I think he stops in Columbia and lets it charge for about 20, 30 minutes, and you know, gives him enough juice to get to Charleston, and then he can charge it, or Isle of Palms actually, and he can charge it down there. Of course, they've got a charger at the house, but. And that's another thing, you know, if people get electric cars, then is the power grid going to be able to handle when everybody plugs in?
Personally don't think it could, because the grid as it is right now is under heavy strain as it is at times. That's the reason why they have these brownouts in places around the country. That's what I said. This might one day be plausible, but right now, I don't see it being logical at all.
It's going to be interesting as people, you know, I see more and more Teslas on the road. The smaller ones, they're more affordable, and I don't know what the range is on them. But, anywho, well, let me run, Andy, and I'm going to see if I can program this thing. It doesn't look difficult at all. I just got to put everything in manually. I'm not going to put a ton of repeaters on here, but five or six of them. And because, you know, the one in the car is a 2-meter 440, so it's, and I have the program and software for it. I've got a ton of frequencies on that one.
Oh, wait a minute. Be sure you put in the Skywarn repeater, 145.47, tone 91.5, and as you said, I got to go myself, KI4LCI Mobile.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I sure will. All right, 73s, and you behave yourself. Stay out of trouble. KB4CBA, clear.
BA, KO4PEA.
PEA, KB4CBA.
Did you, 2300, did you get the 2300H? What I use out on my sun porch. I bought one of those a while back. I did a little research, and that's, for the money, it's a hard little radio to beat. I really like that little unit out there, and I think you'll like that one. Yeah, little ICOM 2300H.
I like ICOM products, and I've got the 7300 here for HF, and I love it, I tell you. And I had a bit of trouble, so... and I've got an ICOM out in the car. In fact, this is my second one out in the car. I wore the other one out. But anyway, so, you know, this one's 65 watts on high power. It's, I think with the rebate, it was $159, so I thought that was a great deal.
That's what I bought. Yeah, I've got the 7300, and I'm talking on a IC706 MK2G. But I'm into ICOM stuff a good bit. I sure am. I got a little old Yazoo handy talkie, but I really like the ICOM products. On your 7300, are you doing any FT8 yet?
I made several hundred contacts on FT8. I'm going FT8 crazy right now.
I got up about a week and a half ago, and I'm telling you, that is very addictive. I can sit here in front of the computer and get all over the world. Well, I won't bother you anymore. You got a chore ahead of you there. But they're not too bad to program. But I'll talk to you later. KO4PEA will be clear on your file in 73s. Good talking with you.
Can you tell me your name?
Lama Alpha Romeo Romeo Yankee. I live over in Pickens.
I think we've talked before. But anyway, I'm going to put you in the log here. 73s, and thanks for the call, KO4PEA, KB4CBA.
CBK listening. CBK.
TW Mobile.